Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Gabon bans foreign travel for government officials. Gabon's government spokesperson explained that the objective of the measure is to promote a reconnection with cultural roots and foster closer relationships with local communities. During the latest national television broadcast, Gabon's government spokesperson, Colonel Ulrich Manfumbi, announced that the transitional leader, General Brice Oligui Nguema, has prohibited all government officials from leaving the Central African country for holiday purposes, during their 1 week of vacation leave. General Nguema orchestrated a coup involving a contingent of Gabonese soldiers to depose Ali Bongo, who had been proclaimed the victor of the contentious presidential election in the former French colony last year. The deposed leader had held power for 14 years, having taken over from his father, Omar Bongo Ondimba, who governed for over 40 years until his passing in 2009. Since his installation as the interim president of the oil-rich African nation last September, Nguema has endeavored to instill confidence in the more than 2 million citizens of Gabon regarding his administration's dedication to prioritizing their welfare. The latest development comes in anticipation of what the interim government has designated as the Day of National Liberation, set for August 30, commemorating 1 year since the military coup that removed Gabonese President Ali Bongo from power. Gabon's government spokesperson explained that the objective of the measure is to promote a reconnection with cultural roots and foster closer relationships with local communities, enabling authorities to better understand the realities and aspirations of the Gabonese populace. He further clarified that exceptions would be permitted solely in instances of duly justified emergency or verified health concerns, and only with the explicit consent of the head of state. Gabon's military leader declared last November that the country is set to conduct free, fair, and credible elections in August 2025, aimed at transitioning power to civilian authorities. The nation is currently gearing up for a referendum to establish a new constitution, which is intended to facilitate the electoral process, as advised by a political commission during a month-long national dialogue that took place in April. Although General Nguema has not announced his candidacy for the elections, it has been reported that the proposed constitution forbids members of the transitional government from participating in the electoral race. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.